Pemerintah Victoria mengatakan akan mengadopsi lebih dari 200 rekomendasi yang dibuat oleh Komisi Penyelidikan Kekerasan Rumah Tangga. Dalam laporan tersebut, salah satu rekomendasi yaitu untuk mengadakan perubahan besar bagaimana pemerintah negara bagian merespon laporan kejadian kekerasan. Berikut ini laporan yang disusun oleh Michelle Rimmer. Di pengadilan komisioner, Marcia Neve membagikan sebuah cerita seorang wanita yang berhasil bertahan hidup dari kekerasan rumah tangga kepada komisi penyelidikan.
Susan Jones, and that's not her real name, and her four children escaped from her husband after years of horrific physical, sexual, financial, psychological abuse. It began shortly after they married, and it escalated when she became pregnant, when he kicked her in the stomach.
Ini hanyalah salah satu kasus yang didengar oleh komisi yang melakukan penyelidikan, termasuk pencegahan terjadinya kekerasan dalam rumah tangga, intervensi awal, hukum, dan penegakan hukum, serta bantuan-bantuan lainnya. Lebih dari 1.000 masukan selama 13 bulan penyelidikan berlangsung. Hakim Neve mengatakan penemuan tersebut dibuka di Parlemen Victoria, menunjukkan kekurangan yang sistemik.
I think the key message in our report is that although there are good things being done by many services, good features of existing systems, the overall response to family violence needs to be transformed.
Laporan komisi tersebut menyimpulkan semua sistem di Victoria termasuk pelayanan, polisi dan pengadilan, kewalahan, dan mengalami kesulitan untuk memenuhi kebutuhan para wanita, orang muda, dan anak-anak yang terkena dampaknya. Hakim Neve mengatakan beberapa bagian dari masyarakat tertentu sangatlah rentan.
We also know that there are some groups in the community who face particular barriers in seeking help. People from Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander backgrounds where there's a high incidence of family violence. People from culturally and linguistically diverse communities. Older people, people particularly women with disabilities, people in gay and lesbian and transgender relationships, transgender and intersex people. All of these people find barriers in seeking help.
Komisi penyelidikan membuat 227 rekomendasi di mana Premier Daniel Andrews menyatakan berkomitmen untuk menerapkannya secara penuh.
This is Australia's first commission, Royal Commission into Family Violence. It was always designed as firstly an acknowledgement that the system is broken, it's failing too many people, and the Royal Commission was our highest and most formal way of getting the answers that we need.
Salah satu rekomendasi yaitu pembentukan pengadilan khusus, juga jaringan yang disebut safety hubs atau hubungan keselamatan, yang menyediakan akses bantuan yang dibutuhkan. Hakim Neve mengatakan, Victoria juga memerlukan hukum baru yang memungkinkan komunikasi lebih baik antara dukungan dan penyedia pelayanan.
At the moment, there are really serious barriers to information sharing between all of the people who make and services who may come in contact with victims and perpetrators. These barriers make victims unsafe and help perpetrators fly under the radar.
Ia menambahkan, laporan komisi juga mengungkapkan cara polisi menangani kasus-kasus kekerasan rumah tangga.
As far as the police are concerned, we recommend that frontline police be equipped with mobile technology to relieve them of unnecessary paperwork. We also recommend a trial of body-worn cameras, that is, cameras worn by the police, to make it easier to gather evidence.
Rachel Bowser, Kepala Pelaksana Kelompok Dukungan atau Wire Women's Information Victoria, menyambut baik rekomendasi Komisi Penyelidikan.
There was one recommendation in particular that we were very happy that was included, which is making sure that the voices of victims and survivors are heard in all of this process, and that the victims have a voice in service delivery, and that they inform the policy around this issue. And we were very happy to see that recommendation included.